This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, June 18th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. The United States eradicated New World screwworm from its borders in the 1960s. Now, every effort is being made to keep the pest out of the U.S. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the threat is 700 miles south of the U.S. border in Mexico.
It is a fly, about three times the size of your average house fly, big red eyes, kind of a blue sheen to its body. It comes, it lays its eggs, and in just a matter of hours, these eggs could hatch, and the larvae, the maggots, are flesh eaters. They do what their name says. They screw into the flesh, and they will eat the animal alive, if not treated.
Woodall says a bovine animal can be lost in 4 to 7 days unless the pest is detected and eliminated. Woodall says the pest is migrating north, but could also be ushered in with strong southern winds.
That's one of the concerns that we've had since it got into Central America and ultimately into Mexico, is that now that we are in hurricane season, it will accelerate the fly's advance towards us.
Woodall says nature provides an opportunity to limit the spread of the pest and eventually eradicate it.
The female New World screwworm fly only mates once in her life. And so the most effective way to counter this particular pest is through a sterile New World screwworm fly program, where they have these facilities that sterilize these flies. You spread the flies out into the wild. It mates with the female. The female is fooled into thinking that she's bred. She goes about her life cycle, and we stop the spread of the fly.
Woodall says New World screwworm would add a critical management element for cattlemen.
We know that once the fly lays its eggs and the larvae start to do their work, there are products out there that can treat it, but you just have to catch it early, you have to catch it fast, and get your cattle treated. And that is one thing that NCBA is doing to make sure that cattle producers know what the threat is and know how to treat that threat.
Today, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced an $8.5 million New World screwworm fly dispersal facility in South Texas, launching a sweeping five-pronged plan to enhance USDA's already robust ability to detect, control, and eliminate the pest. Now, the U.S. has already allocated $21 million to renovate an existing fly production facility in Mexico, which will provide an additional 60 to 100 million sterile flies a week to stop the spread. The number is on top of the over 100 million already produced in Panama. The USDA will also immediately begin building a sterile insect dispersal facility at Moore Air Base, set to be completed this year. NCBA's Colin Woodall is hopeful the Farm Workforce Modernization legislation, which has been reintroduced in Congress, can see approval this year.
We've had the conversations, along with our friends in agriculture, that we have support on both sides of Capitol Hill and on both sides of the aisle to have an agriculture guest worker program that actually works for us as agriculturalists. But the problem is, it usually always gets tied into the bigger discussion of immigration, of border security, et cetera, and we can never carve it out just to have a vote on the ag worker program. If we could do that, we could pass it, and we could get it to the president's desk probably in pretty short order, and it would go a long way in helping address the needs that all of us in agriculture have. But it's really the onus on Congress right now to step up, show some leadership on this, and get this thing done.
Woodall is hopeful the House will approve the legislation again and that the Senate leaders will allow a vote on the measure. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.